So this is Sunday the 6th, and it appears that we cannot delete previously uploaded messages anymore. I saw, just looking through my timeline as I go back, I saw Melanie Akpotu make reference to this, and I wasn't sure what she was referring to, because the actions, this is voiceover talk here now, so if you don't use voiceover, you're going to be bored out of your mind for a minute, but the actions option is still a part of the rotor. So if you're sitting on a message and you flick up and you have actions selected in your rotor, which are there by default, you flick up on a message, it says delete, and you double tap and it's gone. And you actually can do that, but the message stays there. So you ever send a message to somebody and you think, oh my God, why did I do that? That's stupid. Maybe I'm the only one that does that, but in hindsight, I think, you know what, you should have done better at drafting that, or, you know, written things down that were important, or not said something so stupid, or made it more concise, or something. I don't know, I'm my own worst critic. And you'd go to delete something from your timeline, and it goes away, and then when you leave the screen, you change the view, and then go back again, it's back again. So I'm just trying to figure out, I'm going to send this in, and I'm assuming that this is happening for other people too, because Melanie mentioned it. This is talking about the most recent version. I don't think it matters what software you're running. The deletions are working in other places, so I don't think it's an iOS thing. I think even if you're running iOS 8.4, you're going to see this. I'm just curious. If somebody encounters this, if you even put up a message that is there for test purposes and you go to delete it, I'm seeing it with private messages and public messages both. I did try this morning just for the heck of it to delete something that I put up to see if I could, and I can't, and I'm so bummed about it. So I am going to submit the bug report, but I'm here to implore everybody else to do it too. I think they probably will fix it, because the actions are there, you know. It's not, before the whole actions tab of the rotor was just gone. You could spin the thing all day and you didn't even have the actions come up. But they're there, they just don't work. And that was huge. That was such a cool thing that they put that back, because sometimes you want to clean out stuff that, you know, I know people, some people are completists and they want to keep everything they've ever posted. Other times I look at things I put up and I think, you know, that's out of date and pointless and completely passe now, and no one's ever going to need to hear it because it's old and it doesn't have any purpose anymore. Or, you know, maybe I review something that doesn't exist anymore, or some post that, something about a post that makes it obsolete and I just want to get rid of it. And I can't. It's a bummer. I don't want to have to go up to the website just to delete content from my timeline. So I'm curious if anybody can replicate this. And I would like to know if somebody that doesn't use VoiceOver, are you guys able to delete your posts from the app? I know it's a small thing, but I'm trying to figure out if it's a VoiceOver-related problem, or if we're just back to that thing again where the item says it's deleted and it does go away until you change the view, and then you go back in again to that previous, you know, screen, and bam, there it is again, it comes back. So, such a bummer. Anyway, somebody let me know, voiceover, non-voiceover, I don't care, I'm just curious if it's like that for everybody, or if it's just me and my device has got evil gremlins in it. It's possessed with iOS 9 evil gremlins, so it wouldn't surprise me if there were other evil things that need to be exercised and excised and removed from my poor iPhone. My iPhone needs a cleansing. How about that? Okay, that's all for now. Thanks for listening.